it's like drinking the field, I won't mind, because then at least I know he's not a little nerd playing like Fortnite in his room.
Sorry, so your worst case scenario is that he's into computer games. Yeah. Your best case scenario.
Yeah, wanking in a sock.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmums that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. So in this episode, we're talking about lying, little fibs, white lies, full-blown untruths. Where do you stand on the matter? What would you do if your child told a porky? Or maybe you're constantly telling them falsehoods. Let's put it to the panel.
Is it okay to lie, Tash?
Oh. In general?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You, your kids, to your kids, to your
Absolutely.
Parents.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, my son's one, he can't talk yet, so he doesn't lie yet. But yeah, I think it's fine to lie. I told like not about anything like super important, but like lying to kids, I think it's okay if it's like safety wise like don't do that or you'll get murdered, like you probably won't get murdered.
That's a nice thing to say to a kid.
Yeah, exactly. I've lied so much to my parents growing up. Like I think it's just like rite of passage really, isn't it? Like to lie to your parents, fill up the vodka bottle with water, like that. Like I used to sneak out of my bedroom through the window onto the extension and like go out and meet boys and stuff and drink. Yeah. And then like climb back up. I don't actually know how I got back up. Can't really remember, but
probably
yeah.
Give you a leg up.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I used to do all of that when I was younger. Ooh. And I'm fine now. Kind of.
But what if this is like a thing that is perpetuated and years down the line?
No.
You're not having that?
No, I'm not having that. I don't mind little white lies, but like, you know, everyone told the lie of, oh, I'm staying around Michelle's house tonight, when actually you were just queuing up to get into like a nightclub when you were 14 with a fake ID. I used to do that all the time. Or like, I'm staying around Michelle's. Michelle was like my little childhood friend, obviously, not an imaginary friend. And we would be in a field somewhere drinking a bottle of 2020. I don't know if anyone else remembers 2020. Kiwi flavour.
Oh.
I found out recently that it's actually a mixer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we used to just drink that straight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bottle of 2020. It was always kiwi flavour because there was like a little shop in my house. And every time we went to buy it, he was like, are you 18? And we'd be like, yeah, 14, maybe even 13. Yeah, just sit in a field, getting absolutely shit-faced. And my dad had to actually come and pick me up one time because I just kept being sick. And he was like, have you drunk anything? Have you drunk anything? And I couldn't hardly speak because I was so fucked, and all I could say was a little bit of beer. Like, was it a little bit of beer? Just all these empty bottles of like, yeah, 2020. I can't remember what the other stuff was called.
Did he believe you?
No.
No.
Obviously not. I was projectile vomiting and I think I'd pissed myself. So definitely wasn't a little bit of beer.
It's food poisoning.
Yeah, I'm really unwell. I thought you were staying at Michelle's house. We went for a midnight stroll. Yeah, oh my God, I was wild. I think because I have an older brother, like, by the time they got to me, they just couldn't be arsed. They just kind of, like, almost let me get away with more. But, yeah, there's so many things more will come to me, but, yeah, so many things I've told.
But what happens if
Sonny does the same?
Sonny does the same thing, yeah.
If it's, like, drinking the field, I won't mind, because then at least I know he's not a little nerd playing, like, Fortnite in his room.
Sorry, so your worst-case scenario is that he's into computer games.
Yeah.
Your best-case scenario...
Yeah, wanking in a sock. I want him to be in field, shagging bears, down in bottles of Stella. No. But he's only one, so hopefully not too.
He's got a while.
Yeah, that's what I want him to do. I just tell me, I'll pick you up. Wear a condom. Don't get anyone pregnant. Yeah, exactly.
Porcupines.
There are lies told to keep them safe. Like, we're not going to the park today because it's good. There's going to be a storm. But secretly, I'm tired. And also, I can't really look after you running around at this particular point in time. And it's probably lies like going out and getting pissed that I'll probably be proud about. Like, oh, I'm glad you went out with your friends and had a couple of beers. Sorry, wife. she probably won't agree with this, but we'll crack on. That I'd be happy with. I think there's a balance. Obviously, there's like the big lies, like you went out and committed murder. Bank robbery or yeah. murder. Like,
don't do heroin.
Like we are not being a Netflix special. I'll tell you that much. But I think there are certain lies that I think are like rites of passage in life. Like I'm going around my mate's house. We're going to the club.
Everyone's done that. Like, see, all I was such a nerd growing up.
Yeah, I don't want
such
that.
Such a nerd growing Sorry. Up. And my sister, who's younger than me, not a nerd, she was the one who was like nicking passports so she could use it as ID to get into clubs. But I remember being maybe 17 and a load of my friends were going out and I used to do a lot of rowing at the time, very random.
Rowing?
I know, yeah, rowing. Well, it's because mainly the people who did rowing were university guys, and age 17, I was like, this is a sport I'm getting involved in. And they were all going out, and I was like, well, I'm 17, absolutely not.
17? Yeah, and you still hadn't gone out?
My parents made me.
Oh.
That's how much of a nerd I was. Oh, my parents forced me to go out. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so I don't really want that for my kids.
No,
I mean, I'd love them to tell me that they're going out, and so that I'd rather there not be that, like, they feel scared to tell me these things that they are going out and having a drink, etc., or whatever. But if they do it, I'm not gonna be.
But were you ever scared? I was never scared. I was scared of my parents. I was just like, it almost makes it more fun when you're lying. Like, haha, they think I'm in bed. And I was like on a dance floor, like snogging someone. And I was like 14. And so I've obviously just made this poor boy, like this paedophile now, who thought that I was 18. I'm like, getting arrested.
Did you ever go to extreme lengths with the lies? Like, did you do the whole, I'm sticking a pillow in the bed, I'm going to find a wig, make it look like I'm really there?
No. I just went. Just went. Yeah. No,
I never lie to Harper. Ever.
Does she believe in Santa?
Yeah.
You lied.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep the magic alive. But that if she sees this...
Oh no!
You just ruined it for her.
I've ruined Christmas for every child. Sorry. Well, I think they'd be more upset about the heroin comment than the Father Christmas comment.
I never lie, and I never lied to my mum.
About that, like you must have done.
You
the
must
whole,
have.
No, Pop. So my mum, listen to what she's done. She made me watch from like really young. I can't remember. Probably like six.
Yeah.
About Myra Hindley. Yeah, and she showed me the horrific things. I know. The horrific things that she'd done to kids. So these people are out there, so you better never go where I don't know where you are. You better never walk down the street, like, too late at night. She told me what, a real situation, she'd make me watch Crime Watch. Mum would go, come, look what this person done to this girl. You must call me. She'd say, I don't care where you are in England, you get a cab home and I'll pay it when you get it. Don't lie. And all my friends used to be like you, Tash, and they'd go and get vodka and go out. And I would act drunk. I remember giving the £3 for the vodka and pretend to drink it. And I go, yeah, Mum, come get me. Like, I was so honest with her. Aww. And I'm the same with Harper. She does not lie. And I don't lie to her ever.
See, I kind of really admire that.
Yeah, I like that. I grow up not lying.
Like, minus the Myra Hindley part.
Yeah, I know, but it scared me. They told me the nasty things that they'd done, and she showed me online, and I couldn't believe it. So when we went shopping and stuff, like, I would never hide and run, and I'd notice things. And I'm the same. I'm not that extreme with Harper, but I do tell her there's nasty people do nasty things. And I've shown her a few ads of things like, that have really happened, and I go, this is why I don't let you go out of my sight. I've got friends who let their kids go in a park and they're sitting on the green where they can't actually see their kids, not me. And my friends call me a helicopter mum, but I don't care. My kid is safe and she's there. And I remember at a kid's party, she was like, let's go a bit further away. And they all ran where we could see them. And I went, no, my mum said not to pass this. And she was only five.
Oh,
she wouldn't go.
That's really good.
But yeah, I don't lie to her and I make it a rule of thumb. She knows everything. I explain it in a gentle way, but don't lie to me, I won't lie to you. And that's our rule of thumb.
That's nice.
And what would
Wait
happen?
Till she gets to like 17.
I think she'll ring me like, Mum, pick me up. This is a lot.
Really?
What would happen, like, if you found out that she had lied to you? What would be your...
What if she did?
Yeah.
I'm just really disappointed in you. And she would get well upset about that.
Yeah, that's the worst, isn't it?
That's the worst.
I'm not angry.
I'm just disappointed.
Listen, hurt me with the truth. Don't hurt with a lie. It makes it worse. Oh, I love that as a saying.
You need that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Copyright that immediately.
And it doesn't. Every lie, I've been lied to a lot by people, and it always comes out because all things done in darkness comes to light. So there's just no point. It's awkward at times, but you know, get it out there. Done.
Mm. And have your kids ever told? I mean, obviously,
no. Not yet.
But have they ever told?
Mine are, they're like small lies, like, oh, I brushed my teeth. Have you really?
Oh, yeah, that don't count.
Like, that spinach says otherwise.
Yeah, like, yeah. I can touch your toothbrush. It's still bone dry. Yeah. What are we doing? I washed my hands. Did you really? Because I know you can't wipe your hands properly, so you'd be coming down with drops behind you.
See, we started doing the whole, make sure, okay, fine. You say you've washed your hands. Let me smell them, because our kids have this, like,
yes.
That's getting into, like, dangerous territory.
Exactly.
So you've washed your bum. Let me smell it.
No, just the hands.
But we were out the other day in public, and he'd gone to the toilet, and he came back, and he was just like, smell my hands! Smell my finger!
No.
Never shit on there.
No, this is too much. We shouldn't have started that.
Oh, bless you.
But nothing major.
Nothing major yet. No, there's not been anything major yet. But I expect it to come at some point.
Yeah.
Like, it's inevitable. I don't think there is not going to be a point in time where they're going to tell some lie that we'll have to unpick the truth from.
Yeah.
But we are trying to create a space where there can be as much transparency as possible. But I also think there is stuff that they're going to want to keep to themselves, and they will tell lies to protect that. Same as we did.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to respect. I just got to respect it, because I can't be in every part of their life. And yeah. I don't. If you've gone out and snogged X or kissed Y or done whatever, cool. As long as you've done it safely and you followed the guidelines,
Did you tell your mum and dad when you kissed someone?
Pardon? My mum thought I was a virgin until I got a ring on my finger. What do you mean?
I told my mum the day I lost my virginity. I was 17, God. Nearly 18, and I told her. And I went, Mum, there's a lot of talk in it, and that was shit.
Oh, my God. I think if you're open, like, with your kids, then they'll tell you more. Like, my parents never spoke to me about anything like that. Like, I've never, ever spoken to my parents about sex, even now. Like, I don't even swear in front of my mum and dad. And I remember I must have been about 15, and I got home from college or school or whatever, and my mum was sitting at the kitchen table, and she had my wallet in front of her, and she was like, sit down. And it was literally like the Spanish Inquisition. I sat down, and she got a condom out, and she was like, what is that? Like, pushed it towards the table. I was like, I'm looking after it for a friend. She was like, well, what use is it going to be if you've got it? I'm like, she's going to call me if she needs it, and I'm going to drop it off. She was like, okay. Like, what? Just talk to me about safe sex, Mum. Like, seriously, let's just have a combo. I had to lie. I was like 15. I was like, oh my God, no, it's not mine. It's disgusting. Yuck. And obviously now I'm married to a woman. She's like, you're probably being telling the truth. I was like, yeah.
I had the same, but my mum had used my big coat because she was going to church, and I'd been out the night before, and it was a condom.
She was going to church.
Bless her.
It was a condom in the inside pocket, and she was rustling around because she didn't have any change in her bag. So she went, and as the offering plate came out, she was like,
no.
Oh, no.
It came
no.
Obviously, you said it wasn't yours.
I was just like, it's mine, but like, I got it from the safe sex class at school.
I didn't want it.
It was given to me. She was like, can you imagine me handing a condom into the offering plate for church? I was like, Mum, I'm already dying here already. Leave me alone.
It's a different generation, though, isn't it? They never really used to speak about stuff like that.
No. And it sort of encourages the lie. And I think, like you were saying, like, being so, if you are so open with your kids, they're going to be, they're going to be open back.
100%.
Yeah, I think them understanding what's going on and having a bit of, you're never going to show them everything behind the curtain. But I think there are certain things that you do protect them from, just to make sure that they don't ever see, like, some of the challenges that you go through as well.
Yeah.
I think that's important, because I think there are people that are brutally honest about, like, the situation, and kind of, I feel like, takes away some of the kids' childhood and makes them grow up far too quickly.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you're telling those lies to protect them, and you go through and don't let them behind backstage of what it is to actually keep the lights on, to keep the heating on, etc.
You want them to understand the value of money, but you don't want them to be worried that, you know,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, worst lie your kids have ever told?
My daughter, I've got this best friend, Francesca, and she went into school and she went, yeah, because my mum's, and she tried to like act flash that she had two mums. So when I went to school, they was like, oh, and your partner? And I was like, what partner? And they said, Francesca. And I went, and she went, oh. And I was like, oh, yeah, my partner, Francesca. She'll be so happy.
You went along with it.
Yeah, of course I did. We'd have run with that life forever. And I could do worse. I have done worse.
I mean, it is cool these days. Look at me. I just did it for the likes.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Net Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Netmum socials to have your say. And remember to click follow on this podcast and do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.